The rollout of the new COVID-19 vaccine has not been a quick or simple process, and there still seems to be a lot of questions and concerns in the community. This is Lisa Berry. In addition to the vaccine rollout not going as quickly as some had hoped, not everyone who is eligible is stepping up for the so-called jab either. There are many reasons for that, including some skepticism, and there's a community event to address that plan for February 10th being called Racial Roots of Vaccine Skepticism. It'll include Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, Michigan Chief Medical Executive Dr. Joan A. Caldoun, Charles Wilson, Community Health Promotion Supervisor for the Washtenaw County Health Department, and a number of elected officials, including State Senator Jeff Irwin. And we're joined now by Charles Wilson and Senator Irwin. Thanks for joining us to talk about this.
Thanks for having us, Lisa.
Where does this skepticism, this racial roots of vaccine skepticism, even come from to begin with?
Well, I think the most glaring example that I can give you is the Tuskegee tragedy, where the medical community experimented on African-American males, and that has left a deep hole and a significant amount of distrust in the African community as it relates to its interaction with the medical community. And so that event was a historical fact. And so ever since then, we really have been working hard to mend those fences. But it's labor-intensive work because gaining trust, as you know, is very difficult after that trust has been lost.
Senator Irwin, what can be done to get that trust back?
Well, one of the things we can do is to provide better information to the public. And that's why I've been working together with the other legislators who represent the Ypsilanti area, Representatives Peterson and Brayback, as well as Congressman Dingell, to try to put this event together. To follow up on the event that I put together last week, just to give a general overview on vaccine delivery, to really drill down onto this question of are vaccines being delivered fairly and effectively, the Black community in Washtenaw County, how do we answer some of the questions that people have, some of the apprehensions that people have based on this history of racism in our healthcare system, and how can we as local legislators bring the absolute top statewide leaders on these issues to our community to answer those questions.
Does it seem, Charles, that you're getting the vaccines that you had hoped for in the county? We talked to Susan Cerniglia from Washtenaw County Public Health frequently, and the last we heard was that you're not. Is it picking up at all, or do you have thoughts about why it isn't?
Well, it's my understanding that it's beginning to pick up somewhat. Regardless of the amount of vaccine that we have, we're going to distribute it. And we are going to follow the state prioritization guidelines and distribute the vaccine that we have and continue to work with our local representatives like Senator Irwin to get more vaccine so that we can distribute it. So I think that we're not the only local unit of government that needs more vaccine. So we're just focusing on getting the vaccine that we have and getting it out to Washtenaw County residents.
One of the frustrating things that we're dealing with here in Washtenaw County and all across Michigan and all across the United States is that, for a couple months, a month and a half at least, between the election and the inauguration, we did not have any sort of national strategy to roll this out, to make sure that information was getting to the local level, and to make sure that a higher volume of vaccines is getting to the local level. So we have gotten less vaccines in Washtenaw County than we hoped. We've gotten less vaccines in Washtenaw County than we expected. But that supply is finally starting to pick up now. The Biden administration has been promising a 15% increase in supply that's just about to kick in. And one of the things I'm focused on is making sure that these vaccines are distributed fairly across our state. One of the things that we know is that COVID infections were not spread fairly across our state or fairly across our county. And right here in Washtenaw County, where only 13% of our population is African-American, almost 50% of the COVID infections were experienced by Black residents in our community. So it's not enough for the state to distribute vaccines on a pure per capita basis. We need to make sure that, areas that are experiencing higher levels of infection receive higher levels of vaccine. We need to make sure that areas that have higher percentage of essential workers are receiving those vaccines, because that's where these vaccines are spreading.
That is Michigan State Senator Jeff Irwin. We're also talking to Charles Wilson, Community Health Promotion Supervisor for the Washtenaw County Health Department. You've got this event coming up, February 10th, Racial Roots of Vaccine Skepticism. And now you have this opportunity here on 89.1 WEMU. What do you both want to say to the community to possibly ease some of that skepticism?
I would say to the community that as a health department, we are working with community partners, we are working with community organizations to really work through that skepticism in a way in which, A, there's transparency on our behalf, and B, that the community knows that they're getting factual information about this vaccine and that they can trust that. And I think that that's our charge. It's not easy work, but it's work that the health department is committed to, and we will continue to be committed to working with our partners to make sure that the information regarding this vaccine and other vaccines is factual and is presented in a way that our residents can absorb it in a way that they feel like they can make an informed decision about receiving the vaccine.
The only thing I would build on that is to say that, you know, I think all of us in government, whether it's at the health department or those of us who are your legislators, you know, we have a responsibility to help you answer your questions. So if you are concerned, if you are skeptical, if you have questions about this vaccine and you want to learn more about why it's safe, reach out to us, you know, and we will share with you the best information that we have. And also, you know, we will try to make sure that those questions are included in this forum on February 10th, because we want to make sure that as we bring these top public health professionals in the state to Ypsilanti, that they're answering the very precise questions that residents here have.
And I know, Senator Irwin, you're going to carry it on your Facebook page. And if people do have questions, how can they contact both of you to communicate those to you?
Well, I can be reached at Wilson, C-W-I-L-S-O-N-C, at Washtenaw.org. That's my county email address.
And we've included an email address on all of the invitations specifically to collect questions for this event. But if you don't go through that portal, or if you're not looking at that invitation now, you can always forward your questions to my legislative office. You can find that information on my legislative website, but you can also call 517-373-2406.
Do you anticipate this event being informational, or do you expect something concrete to come out of it?
I expect this event to be mostly informational. I and my other legislative colleagues who I'm co-hosting this event with have heard from a lot of constituents who have questions about the vaccine. There's some basic questions that I think everyone has, such as, you know, why aren't I getting it yet? And other sort of more detailed questions about maybe the science of the vaccine itself. And I realized that it would be a service, and my colleagues joined me, I think, in realizing that it would be a service to our community just to provide just a forum purely for these kinds of questions to be answered. And we've heard a lot of the same questions from so many people that it seemed like a good idea to bring our lieutenant governor, who was the chair of the Racial Equity Task Force on COVID that was appointed by the governor, and to bring our state's top public health director to our community to answer those questions.
And this is all happening online?
This is all going to happen online. It's going to be virtual, and it's going to be on February 10th. You can catch up with that link on Facebook, but we're also sending out invitations from our office.
And Charles Wilson, as a representative of the Washtenaw County Health Department, is that what you're expecting as well? Information and conversation with really top leaders. We mentioned Senator Irwin just mentioned Lieutenant Governor Dr. Joan A. Caldoun, also Felicia Brabeck, our new state representative, Representative Ronnie Peterson, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, and of course State Senator Jeff Irwin. So these are the top leaders in the state of Michigan all getting together to have this conversation. And what is your hopes, or what do you hope will come out of this, Charles Wilson?
I agree with Senator Irwin in that this is informational. The only thing I would build on that is that it initiates an ongoing conversation that we have to continue to have with our county residents. And I think this is a portal or an entry point to do that.
It's called Racial Roots of Vaccine Skepticism, taking place on February 10th. Charles Wilson, Community Health Promotion Supervisor, Washtenaw County Health Department. State Senator Jeff Irwin, thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for having us.